All right. We are back again. Back in the Homeowner's Homeland. Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770 KTTH on the AM dial. We're having a great discussion with Craig Nordberg. I was going to say Craig Nordberry, but it's not Nordberry, it's Nordberg.
If what? You pronounce Nordberg in Swedish,
okay,
it's Norberry.
Oh, that's how you got your name.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a Swedish. Well, that makes sense. Okay. So we talked all about the history last couple segments, the kind of the origins of tile, where they came from, how, you know, the European influence, and now we're kind of, let's go to present day. So you just got back from Coverings 2024.
Correct.
I kind of knew what that was about from being in the building industry. I didn't realize it was so big. That's like a massive show. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
It is a massive show.
Yeah.
What they do is the world comes together from anything to do with tile. And that would include machinery from saws to and all the way down to more the area where I work is the arts.
The artisan tile.
The artisan tile.
Yeah.
But I do work, do some commercial work when somebody wants to do something really very special.
Yeah.
So we've worked on some pretty enormous jobs in downtown.
Okay. And do you do custom inlay and designs and all that kind of stuff?
I'm able to get a hold of those, yes.
Okay.
And it's just remarkable with water jet capabilities these days, okay, how detailed and intricate they can get with some of these inlay patterns.
Okay. So the water jet is actually what you can make in the customized design is what you're talking about, right?
Yes. And so that's where you're going to take porcelains even. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, it's been stone. But you can do inlays and create mosaics that are just about seamless.
And that's with the water jet. You can do
that's
that.
With the water jet.
Fine water jet.
And anytime you're seeing, except for a true handmade inlay,
mm-hmm,
with a water jet, you're able to take patterns and you can create mosaics. Whenever you see a curved pattern in these inlays, you can tell that that's going to be a water jet cut.
Okay. And so what, I know we're kind of moving off into water jet. We'll get back to coverings, but now we're talking about this. You got me intrigued. So the water jet itself, like what is the diameter size of the jet coming out? Is it really tiny?
It's tiny. I want to say that it's probably getting down to the width of a hair.
It's like a 5 to 15 thousandths type
of
thickness?
It is 60,000 PSI.
Okay.
Pushed through this little hole.
Yeah.
And you can just
that's what's
cut
doing
anything
the etching.
Now.
Yeah.
And what really inspired me this year was they were able to do this with porcelain, and that would probably
I was just going to ask, so with the water, it doesn't compromise the porcelain?
It doesn't. In fact,
so what is the depth that it's cutting into the porcelain then on the surface?
So what you're generally seeing is a 3/8 inch.
Oh, it's that deep?
It is, yes.
So it's going into the ceramic substructure.
It's really? It's cutting all the way through.
Okay.
And we do that a lot with mosaics.
Okay.
So anything from mosaics, but then we can cut giant letters and patterns into all these different types.
And is that the template that's being created, is that done by like CNC where they create the template there and then they cut it?
It is a CNC. Yes.
The CNC. Yeah. Which, by the way, guys, if you don't, CNC stands for computer numerical control. So basically what they're doing is there's a lot of CNC done with machinery, but they're actually programming the cutter for that pattern with the kind of the line code, and then they turn it on and it executes the code and it makes the cut on the tile. So
yep,
very
you
interesting.
You hear them running all day long at coverings.
Yeah. And do you do that in residential homes too, or is it just commercial?
I have the ability to go to people that'll do CNC work.
So they can do a custom
inlay
for a house.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be super cool. Yeah, I used to do nautical and all kinds of inlays with stone, but I did it, you know, with hand and hand cuts and just beautiful stuff, you know, but you know, it's hard. It's on your knees and it's like that's a young man's game. Not our age.
I do a little bit of installation, but that's when somebody really messes
up. I'll tell you what, you know, Craig, it's you do that. I hear you, but it's like after about 4 hours in, you're struggling to stand up. You're going, Man, I'm too old for this.
I'm a skier, yeah. So I don't do installation if I don't have to.
Yeah. Okay, let's get back to the so one thing, we're going to go back to this Coverings 2024. Just so you guys understand how big this was, I looked it up. It says they had over 9 miles of tile and stone, 25,000 attendees, 1,000 exhibitors, and 40 different countries were represented at this show. So tell us a little bit about what you saw in there, some of the trends that you saw in the Coverings show.
I like to go visit the Italian and Spain districts.
Okay. So they set it up by country. It's kind of
it is. Okay. Pretty much.
That's cool.
And then you've got the Chinese outfits all surrounding it. That can knock off a lot of what
all the replica stuff
doing. Yeah. I have to say one thing. Italy made a mistake at one point. They developed these fabulous porcelain machines, but they sold it to the Chinese.
Oh, that's how they're doing it, knocking it off. Okay. Yeah. Oops.
But if I do go back, the Italians and the Spanish were primarily showing large format porcelain.
Okay. Like what's the size of a large format in your mind?
There were pieces that had to have been measuring 10 feet by 6 feet.
Wow. And they're laying that as one piece.
They are, and really,
you'd have to have a room the size of the Sistine Chapel.
You do. The commercial projects have really taken off with this size. Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And less because you're lines. Able, it's yeah. a much quicker installation. You bring in a whole section of your wall, and you're not even having to install it with traditional mortar.
Okay.
So how do
you install it then if you don't use the traditional mortar?
I'm sure they're using liquid nails.
Okay. So it's more of a synthetic adhesion.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Are they using this on walls and floors?
Walls and floors.
Okay.
Now, on a floor, you're going to put a matte surface on it, but that's the beauty of these different porcelains. You can get them all the way from a porcelain to, say, a really rough flamed finish.
Okay.
Which is stealing from the stone industry.
Yeah. And so tell for our listeners why matte? Why would you want a matte finish on the floor?
It's going to be less slippery.
Okay.
And when I say a flame finish, if you were doing a natural stone, you're applying water and heat to make the surface pop a little bit. So you're really adding a rough surface to it.
So you can do a varied surface with the water and fire is what you're saying.
Correct. If I was working with natural stone, doing it a traditional way, that's exactly what I'd be doing.
So that can be done after installation, not really coming from the quarry.
So correct.
You create that look, but it's not a quarried look.
You're going to do it in the fabrication shop, say.
Okay.
And we would work with acetylene torches and just a little bit of water.
Do you do that as well?
My very first step out of college was to go fabricate stone and marble. Okay. So I've made a lot of countertops, too.
So, all right. So besides these large format, what else did you see there in the
So mosaics have been traditionally a very expensive solution, but certainly some of the most beautiful.
Yeah.
But
you say expensive, are you talking like 80, 100 square foot, or is it?
How about maybe even to the 350 a square foot?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you're getting up there.
These
are ones really from Morocco. It's the original.
The Moroccan, not quite as dear. It's more the water jet American fingers putting it together where it gets so expensive. But we can get really very detailed, and it's amazing what artists are now doing compared to what historically even.
Yeah. Is all of the... In the Moroccan tile, the substrate, the non-refined clay, is that still coming from Morocco to make these tiles?
It is, and I don't think anybody has matched what the Moroccans do. Yeah. That happens to also be the Moroccan tile made a comeback this year.
Okay.
I was seeing more of it than I had ever, but I've always cultivated a Moroccan line. It's just the most glassy, iridescent surface.
And where do you, like, for you as a tile seller and installer, where would you put that in a home?
I would put it in primarily backsplashes, walls, and a light trafficked area. So okay. Bathrooms are fine.
Okay. So it's kind of smaller volume or accents or backsplashes where it really makes a lot of sense to use the Moroccan tile.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because a bigger field, it just gets too busy, it seems like, if you're doing that, right?
It does. I don't think bigger areas work as well with small mosaics.
Yeah.
That look.
Yeah. It's just there's a lot. It kind of like freaks your brain out, I think, a little bit.
It does. And you can get those. And the early patterns where you could get a lot of geometric, you could make geometric shapes out of hex tile, only 3/4 wide.
Yeah.
But those patterns, they do get a bit dizzy.
Some
of them
get a little bit dizzying when you're looking at. And I could see, like, for some people, it could be disorienting, you know, a little bit. You have to kind of watch that in a larger field. I get it. So what the other thing you talked about was the cut and pattern stone and the vein cutting. What is vein cutting?
So the vein cut is really just cutting with the vein of the stone.
Okay.
The best example would be a travertine. So if you were to do a cross cut on a travertine, that's where you really get a lot of the holes. And oftentimes those would be filled at the factory.
How do you do a cross cut on a travertine?
So a cross cut, it really is just running the saw across the veining of the tile.
Okay.
So if I cut it with the vein.
So you're not, it's kind of like going with or against a grain on wood, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
And, but if you were to cut with the grain on travertine, you can create these almost wood-like images.
That's very cool. When we come back, we're going to continue our discussion about Coverings 2024. They called it material movements out there. Continue our discussion there of all the different things you can get through Craig and Norbury Tile. He certainly can come out and take a look at and talk to you about your design, give you guidance on material selection and installation. And we'll talk about that because I know he has some recommended tile setters that he works with that he refers. You can check them out at Norbury. It's norberry.com. Or you can give them a call at 206-343-9916. With that, I'm Pete. This is Home Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM and 770. KTTH AM.